Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
And Leslie, you know that I'm a big fan lately of apps. I've gotten into the app world, I guess, maybe the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons and tons and tons of apps, right?
There are, and some of them are pretty remarkable. I just, you know, we're used to fitness apps already, which will track how long we walked or how far we jogged or how many calories we burned, even, you know, what we're eating, things like that. I just saw an article about an app that can figure out if you're depressed.
Wow.
A smartphone app that is designed to tell if you're depressed. You download this on your iPhone or other smartphone. And it keeps track of certain behavioral patterns, like how long you talk on the phone, how far you move each day, how many times you text. And it came to attention because the story I was reading was about a woman who went to a gynecologist after she had a baby. And I guess she was at risk of experiencing postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. So the gynecologist told her to download this app on her phone. And it could tell if, for instance, she didn't really go out on the weekends. Longer phone calls. If you have really long phone calls, that's associated with being depressed.
Or you have a lot of time on your hands.
True. There are also apps that will analyze your vocal tone as well while you're talking to see if you sound depressed and you know, maybe there's a change or if you just have a depressed nature to your tone.
Right.
And this particular one I read about is called Ginger.io, and it's being used in a lot of hospitals, 30 different hospitals.
That is really fascinating.
Yeah. Now, there are some issues with it, though. You know, I'm always a privacy person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really love the idea about this data being collected on me, and then even though I'm sure people are reassured that it's never going to be used against them, if you're depressed, maybe someday that data will be accessible on a database and then you won't get a job or you won't get a promotion,
mm-hmm.
right? Or you'll lose your job, something like that. But on the other hand, it can be good because if you suddenly stop taking calls from your family members or you stay in the house for weeks on end, somebody should probably know. And since you're always with your smartphone, the smartphone's going to be the one.
It's going to be your constant companion
mm-hmm.
to figure out your state of mind. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's see how that plays out. But along the app line, because we're talking about fascinating apps, how about when you have had the experience of texting someone, probably shouldn't have done it, hit send and said, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was bad. Or you were drinking too much.
Drunk texting.
So yeah. There are a few apps out there that help you take embarrassing texts back.
This is genius.
Would you like that app, Leslie Gold?
Yeah, I don't drink much. And I don't text while I'm drunk. I learned my lesson once. I did online shopping while I was under the influence. I'll never do it again. However, I use my dictation, Siri on my iPhone,
yeah.
And often she says the wrong thing. And mm-hmm. I just shoot it off. I'd love to actually save it and review it before I send it out.
Well, there's an app called Strings, and it gives you the ability to permanently delete a text from your phone and any phone you sent it to. And also, it requires your friends to ask your permission before downloading any photos or videos you sent them. So that is a really good stopgap method of doing something that you really didn't want to do in the first place.
How can you pull it off the recipient's phone?
Well, that's why they're brilliant people that make apps. If we knew how to do this, we'd be making apps ourselves.
That is brilliant. Now, but somebody could have read it. In that way, your text becomes a little like Snapchat.
Exactly. Exactly. But they may not have. So it becomes invisible just like it's called the Snapchat of texting as well.
Okay.
So there are all these different apps now that are out there for people who make these mistakes. There's Drunk Dial No that hides designated numbers from your contacts for a certain amount of time. If you know you may go there with somebody.
Oh, old boyfriend.
Yeah. So it will say you are not permitted to have this number available to you. So Drunk Dial No.
How does it know you're drunk?
Takes that away. Well, I guess you have to load it into the app. These are the numbers that are vulnerable.
Okay, but How does it know at the moment you're texting you're drunk? Is there a built-in breathalyzer in your iPhone?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I think that would be brilliant. I think this is where you're perhaps going out for the night. This is what I'm imagining. You're going out for the night and you know that you may be drinking. So maybe you set it up in advance to stop yourself.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Okay.
There's also one that is called designated dialer, blocking specific contacts in your phone. So there are these stopgap methods for you. On second thought, allows you to recall your text 60 seconds after sending them.
So it must keep it in limbo somewhere before it actually forwards them onto your recipient. I like that too.
I like limbo if I only knew where it was.
I would go live there.
I would like to find it. So some brilliant apps that are out there. Listen, all you have to do is go to your iPhone, your Google Play Store, load in some ideas, and everything is there at your fingertips. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold on America Weekend. America.
Harrison with you. If you've been recently laid off, or even if not, you're going to love this new website. It's called goinggreenjobs.com, and it lists green jobs to connect with environmentally conscious job seekers. The site allows employers the ability to post their green jobs, otherwise known as environmentally focused positions, for full-time and part-time jobs by skill sets, including geographic location. Get this. According to the Pew Charitable Trusts, green jobs growth outpaced other job classifications by nearly 250% over the last decade. You can use goinggreenjobs.com to find green job fairs and events, green workplace news and information, as well as advice from everything from writing a green-focused resume to connecting with the right green opportunity. And you could post up to 5 different versions of your resume.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star first baseman won the 1980 National League batting title. He's best remembered for the error he made in the 1986 World Series, but few are aware of the comments he made earlier that day.
The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs. So, you know, those things happen.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner.
So where is Bill Buckner now? Bill retired in 1990 and moved to Idaho, where he invested in real estate, even naming one of his housing subdivisions Fenway Park. In 2011, Bill managed in the Canadian American League, and he signed on as the hitting instructor for the Boise Hawks in the Class A Northwestern League in 2012. And when it comes to his famous error, Bill is looking to put it all behind him.
Hopefully it's Bill Buckner in the 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
Bill Buckner, pretty good player. I'm Ahmad Rashad.